Okay, so we are at Nun Beis Amud Beis at Tashma. No? Okay, yeah. So 11 lines in the bottom. Hope is that by the end of this week we'll just be finished with Nun Gimel. We'll finish the Perek. We'll just be regularly on pace, Bez Hashem. Okay, and thank you, Gary, for covering a lot of ground, making up ground here. Okay, so the Gemara was talking about, the Mishnah had said, right, Hanodim min Hanavim, just to remind ourselves where we are, Mutter B'Yayin. Right, so a person takes a neder from grapes, so they're allowed to drink wine, min Hazesim, Mutter B'Shemen. And if a person says, Konam Zesim V'Anavim Elu, She'eini Toim, Asr B'Henim B'Yotziman. Right, so but if you take a Konam on Zesim V'Anavim Elu, these ones, and that and you say she'ani toim, I'm not going to taste them. So that's us to have them or anything that comes out of them. So Gemara has been trying to figure out is elu dafka, right, or she'ani toim dafka, right? Is it the language of specifically elu because it's like these grapes or these olives, or is it that he says she'ani toim, right? There's something very specific, something about like saying I'm not going to taste them that makes it again like a very intense type of konam that. Again, now forbids behem or yotze behem, right? Because we have both languages, so we're not really sure what to do with them. So Gemara tried different proofs, but now we're going to try a new proof. So Tashma, Gemara says the following: Amar of Yehuda, Ma'aseh va'aser Rabbi Tarfon alai beitzim shenisbashlu imo. So Yehuda says there was a story where Rabbi Tarfon forbade me to eat eggs that were cooked with any of these items that I had forbidden myself of, right? Basically, we had this earlier on the daf because of like the question of tam even, right? Right, if I have the tam of the item that I forbid myself. And the Gemara says, the Bach adds, Kein hadavar, right? Then this was true. But emasai, when was that? Bisman sha'amar basar za'alai. Right, and that was when the person had said, you know, this, you know, basar zeh alai, right? This basar is forbidden to me, and why is that? Because a person takes a neder on something, and then it gets mixed in with something else, but there's still an asinus tam that item. So I said basar, but this isn't basar, this is eggs. But the eggs have the taste of the meat, right? So then what happens? Hareza asar. So that becomes asar. So look at the mefarish right below. Bizman shamar basar ze alai. Says the mefarish, dahave kamanda amar elu alai, right? Basar ze is the same thing as saying zesim elu, right? Elu is just another way of saying these. So basar zeh is this meat, right? And when I said that, what happened? So now even the tam of the basar became forbidden, right? So it says the mefarish ushma mina elu dafka. So you say from here that when I see the language of elu anavim elu shem, you know, zaysim elu, so now it becomes them and kayotze behen, right? And that's where the tam of the basar in that case was usar. So you see, it sounds to be a very good proof that that elu is dafka and asar is the item and that which comes out of it. And the Gemara says, "Be'elu lo kumin ba'elon," right? The dafku, and that's even at this point obvious that elu is dafka. If I say elu, then it means that item and anything comes out of it. Kibi ba'elon b'she'eni toim dafka or lavda. What we still don't know is the language of eni toim, right? Is that going to be specific or do you need that in order to make the things usar and that which comes out of it usar? So Gemara. Still trying to figure that part out. So Tashma. So basically, we've solved the Elu. Elu is dafka, right? If I say Elu, these specific items. So that's when, it and that which comes from it is usar. Okay. But what about if I say b'she'eni toim? Is that part of the process here? Do I need that language? So Tashma, dogim b'she'eni toim, usar behen ben gedolim ben ketanim ben chayim ben mushalim umutar b'taris. Trufa ubitzir. Okay, so a person says fishes that I'm not going to taste, right? It doesn't say elu, right? But just says she'eni toim, that I'm not going to taste them. So you're forbidden to eat them, whether they're big or small, whether they're alive, raw or cooked, but you're allowed to eat. So that's you're allowed to eat. That's what you're not allowed to eat, but you're permitted to have tris, trufa, and seer. So how do I translate tris and trufa?
taras and brine.
Oh, taras is
chopped
taras. Taras and chopped taras. So tzir is brine. So tzir is like, let's for the purposes of this conversation, it's fish juice, meaning because it comes from the fish, right? That sounds delicious. Sorry, it's fish juice. So but the point is that if I say dagim she'eini toim mutter b'tzir, that's the point, right? If I say I'm not going to taste fish, I'm allowed to eat the fish brine. What do you see? When I say the language of eini toim, I'm still permitted by in kiyotze ben, right? So it sounds like she'eini toim is lav dafka. Right, that doesn't do anything for me. Okay, so that's what it sounds like. So Amarava ukvar yatzemeh. No. No proof from there. Why? Because it could be that the tzir that you're forbidden to eat is that you're permitted to eat is why is the fish brine, the fish juice that has already come out of the fish before you took your nether. If I took a nether on grapes and nothing had come out of the grapes yet, so I get it. So then, right, what comes out of it is only dependent on the type of nether that I make. Right. So, but if the fish juice has already come out of the fish, so maybe that's the reason why when I say dagim she'eini toim that I'm not allowed to eat is because it wasn't ever part of the item before I took the nether. So sort of leaves us in a inconclusive spot in terms of the question of she'eini toim, but in terms of elu is dafka. Okay. Nun gimel amen aleph, says the Mishnah. Hanoder min ha-tamarim mutter b'dvash tamarim. Person takes a nether not to eat dates. They are permitted to eat date honey. Mastonios mutter b'chometz. If I take a nether not to eat stonios, look at the mefarish. Stonios, hainu anavim kashim. This is some type of harder grape. Shemanichan bekerem kol yemei hastav. You leave them on the vine all of the fall. I guess regular grapes are taken off the vine earlier in some way. I'm taken off in the spring or the summer or whatever. I don't know anything about winemaking, but these ones you leave.
There is such a thing as even like wine made from winter
grapes. Winter grapes,
yeah, like
right?
New York State, upstate.
Okay, winter grapes. But the point being, that's unusual. Presumably, right? So you leave them longer. And what do you do with them? V'osim mehen chometz, and you make vinegar out of them. Okay? So the person takes a nether not to eat this type of grape. So you're permitted to eat mutter b'chometz stonios. Right? But you are permitted to eat the vinegar that comes from them. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera Omer, kol sheshem toldaso kruya alav v'nodre himenu aser b'yotze himenu. So Yehuda ben Misera says, well, wait a second. If you take a nether on a certain item, and then the extended item, the item that comes from it, carries the same name, so then you're forbidden to eat that item. So if you take a nether not to eat dates, and then there's something called honey, so that you can eat. But if it's called date honey, right, so then you're forbidden to eat it. If you made a nether for stonios, and there's vinegar, you can eat that. But if it's stonios vinegar, so then you are forbidden to, forbidden to eat it. Fine. And I don't think it just means like how they label it, presumably. It's presumably it's like, that people call it that, right? Because again, it's all about presumably what you call it because it's what people call it, right? So we're looking at the language. V'chachamim matirim. But the chachamim say, no, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. We don't care. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara says, chachamim hanu Tanakama. The Gemara says, I don't understand. The Tanakama says, if you take a nether on these items, you're about to eat the things that come out of them. Rabbi Yehuda Misera says, no. If they have the same name as the item, the item that comes out has the same name as the original item, you're forbidden to eat them. And the Chacham say, no, it's fine. What is the Chacham telling us? The Chacham just said the same thing as Tanakhama said, which is that it's fine. You don't have a problem. So what happened here? So answer the Gemara, no, Ikim Enayu Hada Desanya Klal Zeh Amr Shimon Lazar. No, so they argue with the following point. The Bereshit says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said the following general concept: Kol shadarko, this should be darko le'achel, not le'achel. And every time the word le'achel here comes out, it's going to be really the word le'achel. Le'achel means le'achel is to eat. Le'achel means to be eaten. Okay. So my 7th grade Hebrew teacher taught me how to conjugate verbs. So will be very proud of me. Maimonides. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says anything kol shadarko le'achel, right? So anything that's normal to eat. V'derech hayotze mimenu le'achol, or le'achel, to also be eaten, kegon tamarim u'dvash tamarim, nadar bo aser b'yotze mimenu. Right? So if the item is something that's edible, right, and it's edible, and then the item, so there's an item that's edible, and then the thing that comes out of it is also edible. So if I aser myself on the item, so then I'm aser to eat the thing that comes out of it, right? Because they're both edible, right? Kegon tamarim v'devash tamarim. So nader bo aser b'yotzi v'meno. So if I take a nether on tamarim, I can't eat devash tamarim. Okay. No der meyotzi v'meno aser bo. If I take a nether on devash tamarim, I'm also aser to eat tamarim. Okay, so that's already a little bit more of a chiddush.
That's a big chiddush.
Right, that's the opposite direction, right? Okay. And kol she'ein darko le'achel, and anything that isn't normal to eat, v'derech hayotz menu le'achel, but the thing that comes out of it, you typically do eat. So no derbo ein aser ela b'yotz menu. Right, so if you have an item that itself you don't eat, but when the stuff comes out of it, so then people eat it, so then, I don't know, a lemon and lemon juice. Okay, let's say people don't eat the lemon, right? But they eat the lemon, but they drink the juice, right? So so if a person takes a neder not to eat lemons, but people don't eat lemons, but they do drink lemon juice, let's say, or use it in a certain way, so what happens? No derbo ain aser ela b'yotzimenu. So if I take a nether on not to eat lemons, again, don't hold me to the lemon spin, because you could say some people do bite lemons, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Something like that, where it's not edible by itself, but then the thing that comes out of it is edible. Even if you take a nether on the item itself, that's not aser. What's aser to you is the edible part, right? The edible item that comes out of it. Shalun iskavin ze ela b'yotzimenu, right? Because that person only has in mind the item that is. I didn't. No one thinks that when I took a nether on whatever item it is. Is there another something else that you don't eat but you think comes out of it?
Their example is you don't eat the winter grapes, but you have winter grape wine.
Good. So yeah. So the people don't eat these grapes. Good. Etc. Right. Look at the mefarish. Sorry. Yeah. Kol she'ein darko lechol. The mefarish says kegon sonios the derech hayotz mimenu lechol v'hein atzma ein darko lechol. And that's not normal to eat. And so the point being the following: Tanakama de masnisin de amar mutter bechometz stonios leisli yerushim ben Lazar. Right, meaning the Tanakama who holds that you're allowed to drink the chometz, he doesn't like yerushim ben Lazar. Right, elakasavar nader bo ain aser bo ain aser elabo. Right, yerushim ben Lazar said if you take the, right, because Rabbi Elazar is saying you're only asked to eat the item that comes out of it, the chometz, right? But the Tanakhama said, no, if you took a neder on the item, what's asr? The grape. Okay, people don't eat it, you took a neder on it, that's what you took a neder on.
You don't eat it, but it's edible.
Yeah, a person could eat it.
That's why you can take a neder on
it. Right, person could eat it, just people don't do that. Yeah. So they say, you take a neder isn't what you made the neder on. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's on the item that you, right, that comes from it, right? But the Chachamim actually kind of agreed with Shem Lazar. The Katani Chachamim matirim bo begufo. Right, they allow you to eat the item. But in terms of what comes out of it, not. Right, and that's actually like Shem Lazar. The Amar lonis kavins etc. And Shem Lazar is the one who's asking both. Right, so that's where you're having these like it's three-way machlokas, right? But the item, and what comes out of it, are only that which comes out of it. Those are the three possibilities. So that's not that's why the chachamim are not the same as the tanakam. Okay. Next mishnah, hanoder min hayayin mutter b'yayin yain tapuchim. So if you take a neder, I'm not going to drink wine. You're allowed to drink apple wine. Okay, min hashemen mutter b'shemen shumshimin. You take a neder not to have oil, so then you're permitted to have sesame oil. Min advash, mutter b'dvash tamarim. If you take a neder not to eat honey, you're allowed to eat date honey. Min chometz, mutter b'chometz stonios. If you say, I'm not going to have vinegar, I'm allowed to have this type of vinegar that comes from these winter grapes. Min hakrishin, if you say, I'm not going to neder not to eat leeks, mutter b'kaflutos. You're allowed to eat kaflutos, which are like another type of leek, which have a head on them or something. But the point being, it's a different type. It's not the usual type of leek, or it's at least a different type than Cretian. Min hayerek mutti biyirakos hasade shehu shame livoy. And if you say, I'm not going to eat greens, so you're allowed to eat wild greens, because that's not what you were talking about, right? You mean greens, you mean like the type you find in a garden or in a field, not the type you find growing wild. So the point being, all of these different things, look at the mefarish, mina shemen, mashma, shemen zayis, lahachim mutter, shemen shumshman. You say shemen, you mean olive oil. Karishin, by the way, bizmanazeh, you probably would not, like, you would not say that, right? I can spend many, many minutes. Yes, you're all laughing. You know exactly what I'm going to say. Finding the proper type of oil in the supermarket, right? Avocado oil and this oil and that oil, safflower oil, right? There's a million types of oil, right? Oil does not mean shemen zayis, and certainly not in America, and certainly probably not in, I don't think it means that anywhere anymore. Well, kipe, right? Just you never say, you never go to the supermarket, buy oil, right? But the assumption then was that oil meant, basically it meant shemen zayis. Cretian, right? It's a kidneys, some type of bean. Mutter biyarkos hasada, why the hainu shame livo yerek kait sada velo yerek stam. Right? Meaning yerek, yarkos hasada is that's the language. You don't just say yarkos. If you say yarkos, you mean yarkos. But if you say yarkos hasada, that's something very specific. Right? If I say to you potato, right? I probably don't mean sweet potato. That's my kids. If you say potato, if you say fries, you mean fries. You don't mean sweet potato fries, right? It's two different things, right? So, right? Exactly. Okay. Okay, fine. So let's go. So Tanya says the Gemara, Hanoder min hashemen be'eretz Yisrael. Person takes a neder not to eat or not to. I don't know how you ingest shemen. You eat it, you drink it, whatever you want to call it. But not to have shemen in Eretz Yisrael. Mutter b'shemen shum shemen. Then you are permitted to have sesame oil. Ve'aser b'shemen zayis. But you're forbidden to have olive oil. U'bebavel aser b'shemen shum shemen. U'mutter b'shemen zayis. Fear bavel. So then you're allowed to have, you're forbidden to have sesame oil, but you're permitted to have shemen zayis. Okay? And why is that? Look at the Mefarish. Mutter b'shemen shum shemen. L'fisha'in matzvay be'eretz Yisrael shemen shum shemen. El shemen zayis uba oso shemen nadar. Right? Because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, what they had was, right? They don't have shemen shum shemen. They only have shemen zayis. Right? So we say uba oso shemen nadar. We mean that that's what your mindset was. If a person sitting in Eretz Yisrael and says shemen, they mean shemen zayis. That's what they mean. Fine. Okay. Continues the Gemara. And presumably in Bavel, the main oil they had was Shemin Shum Shemin. Okay. Malkom Shem Estafke Mizeh Umizeh. What about in places where it's not clear? They use both, right? Says Mefarsh Mizeh Umizeh. Mishemin Zayas Umishemin Shum Shemin. Right? They take oil from both things. Also Bezeh Bezeh. So then you're forbidden to have any of them. You just say oil. The assumption is it could be either of them. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. If you use both, so of course, Shemen means both. Like that's not some big chiddush. Says Gemara, no, lo tzricha deruba minchad mistafkin. No, the case is when they get, you know, you want to tell me, you know, if they get both, 50% of the time someone has olive oil and 50% of the time have sesame oil. Great. So now that's very obvious that if you say Shemen, you mean both, right? But what if 80% of the time people use shemen zayis, and 20% of the time people use shemen shum shemen. Right at that point, when I say oil, what do I mean? Right. So what happens in that situation? So then I might have thought isol basaruba. Right. So if it's 80% of the time people are using or 60% of the time people are using olive oil, but a minority of the time they're using the other oil. So I just think, you know, oil means what most people mean. Right. Kamash malan safik isura lochomra. Right. So we learn from this halacha. That no, even if it's not 50-50, if it's much more lopsided, nevertheless, it's something, but it's, I guess it has to be, you know, we probably would call mira matzoi. That's, you know, it's enough, it happens enough that people use these types of oils you know, if we're not sure, we're going to be machmir, right? Look at the mefarash, safik, yisur lechumra, umishemen shemistapkin bo, nadar, bein rav, bein ma'at, right? And he meant some type of oil that people typically use, right? And that's enough. To make it us. Fine. Okay. Hanoder min hayerek. A person who takes the neder from not to eat this type of vegetables or, you know, greens that grow. So hanoder min hayerek bishar shnei hashavua. So if a person takes the neder from yirakos, the other years of the shnei hashavua does not mean days of the week. Here it means the years of the Shemitah cycle. right? So if a regular stam a year of the Shemitah cycle, you take a neder from Yerek, so what do you mean? So asa b'yerakos hagina, right? So you're forbidden to eat the yerakos you find in the garden. U'mutar b'yerakos hasadeh, but you're forbidden to eat the yerakos that you find in the field, meaning that they grow wild. Why is that? Look at the Mefarsh. Asa b'yerakos hagina. U'mutar b'yerakos hasadeh, right? Sha'alehen somchem b'sh... Yeah, actually, I have a Mitzvah Shashas to change the language here. Muti Birakos Asada, Ubashvius Aser Birakos Asada. Right? But during Shemitah, then it flips, right? Shale and Somchim Bashvius, Shiv Kiru Haginos, La Niim, Ve'im Mistapkim, Ela Birakos Asada. Like, what happens? Meaning, when it's not Shemitah, so then what are you eating? You eat from, when I say, what do you, you know, I'm taking a netter not to eat X. So what's the assumption? I'm taking a net not to eat the thing that I usually eat from. Right? So during the year, during a regular non-Shemitah year, so that's from things that are grown in my field, or grown in a field, right? They're the things, the types that are cultivated. But when it's Shemitah, what happens all of a sudden? And the things that are grown wild, I don't typically eat from. So I wouldn't be taking a net from those things. That's not dark oleyachel. It's not the normal thing to eat. But when it comes now Shemitah, the opposite happens, right? All of a sudden, the things in my field, things I'm not going to eat from, and the things that grow wild, those are the things that people are getting most of their, you know, that are going to collect, because it's the things that are hefker. Fine, so let's go back to the Gemara. Hanodim is fine. Yerek b'shar shnei shavua aser b'yerakos hagina u'motir b'yerakos hasada u'bashviyis aser b'yerakos hasada u'motir b'yerakos hagina. Which is interesting also, just because even during Shemitah, so everyone's yerakos hagina become hefker. And you're allowed to eat them. It's just that you can't keep them for yourself. So I can go to your field, you can come to my field, but I can even go to my field, but as long as I'm not keeping people out, right, you're allowed to eat yerakos hagina. So just look at the Ran. Asi yerakos hagina. It says, the stam yerek shagina mashma. Right, typically, yerek shagina is the normal yerakos. Velo yerek sada. I don't mean like some wild thing. Sheyesh lo shame livoy, because again, that's like it's yerakos sada, right? Shame livoy means it's a name that accompanies it, right? It's like a modifier, right? That exists, and when you say a certain type of thing, so you use that you always use the modifier because you have to make it obvious, right? If I say hot dogs, I don't mean chicken franks. I hope, right? You say turkey dogs or whatever if you're free, because stama hot dog is beef. If you're using chicken, you call it chicken hot dog or whatever, right? Fine. Mihu afilu hachi hanoder min hayayin aser bracham mevashla, right? But nevertheless, if I take a neder on wine, let's say for example, so I'm aser even by from the, you know, the what's chamer is cooked wine or whatever that comes from it. Because that's still called wine, that's his point. As opposed to wild, you know, wild yerakos, it's like a special language, right? V'chein kasav ha-ramban, v'lodamad yerakos ha-sode, da-hani mini achrina ninu. It's something else. It's the Shem Levoy point. Avachamra, v'chamra mevashla, chad mina ninu, right? But cooked wine, is it wine? Is it wine mevushal? So if you're a real connoisseur, you know the difference. If you ask me, someone's like, oh, mevushal wine is totally different. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? So it depends on the person, how much it matters. I'm not saying that chamra mevashla is exactly mevushal wine, but the same point. In fact, that it's cooked, it doesn't lose its name, right? But b'shvius, aser b'yerakos hasada, continue the Ran. Im nader b'shvius, if shalomar sh'niskab l'yerak hagina. So if you took a neder during shvius, you can't tell me that you had in mind the yerakos of the garden. Why? Deha ein zorin v'lo notin b'shvius, because I don't plant, right? When it comes to shvius. It must be referring to the items that come on their own. The point being, and this is the point, it's true that if items would grow on their own in my field, I can eat from them even during Shvius. But what's going to happen is, during Shvius, I'm not planting. So they're not going to exist. And that's the point. And that's why people spend, you know, when they say during Shemitah, they refer to Yerakos, they even mean Yerakos Asada, because the Yerakos of the Gidin aren't there. Right? And that's why all of a sudden that modifier doesn't matter anymore. And now that's what I said. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.